The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Right back to Westbrook. Corner three. George. That's good! And OKC takes the one-point lead with 1.8 seconds left on a massive shot from Paul George.
Crazy play. You know, we sort of thought Russ was probably going to try to be aggressive there. And, you know, a lot of us went to him. They hit a great shot and we won.
Any thoughts on playing Oklahoma in the playoffs?
We don't know who we're playing. We'll figure it out. Once that time comes, it'll be fine. We'll be prepared.
Well, that was a nice choke job by your Rockets last night. But boy, those Astros are fun to watch. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron's all over it. You can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, run into the studio naked with something.
Don't do that.
Painted
please.
On your chest.
No.
I'd like to see somebody do that at some point, preferably female. Put odds on it. What are the odds going to be a good show, man? It got to be pretty good, right?
You
when
think
was the,
so?
When was the last time we had a crap show?
Aaron?
I don't think. I don't recall having one since I've been here, at least.
Oh, we've had at least one since you've been here.
Yeah. Yeah. You may not notice.
Yeah, you're not. Your head's in the sand. That's
true. Because
most of the times that we've had bad shows since you've been here, it's been your fault.
Right. And see, if you admit that it's
awkward.
A bad show, yeah. If you admit that it's a bad show, then you have to admit that it's your fault because it's not on us ever.
I think it's all been Marconi worthy. So,
I mean, I can't really disagree.
Well, we've been on a pretty good run. So yeah, I'm gonna go 80%. The show doesn't suck. Jesus, Tiger looks old. I don't know why we have golf on our TV, but they were interviewing Tiger.
I mean, isn't Tiger old?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not me old, but he's pretty old.
Yeah, they say black don't crack, but
he's cracking.
Yeah. He's looking weathered.
Yeah. So I watched the end of your Rockets game last night.
My Rockets game?
Yeah, your Rockets.
Yeah, I did too.
Choking bastards. They just blew that game. They're just, I'm sorry. They're going to. And guess what? Now you get the Warriors in the second round. Bye. Thanks for playing. Because there's no way Portland loses, right?
I don't know. They're sitting everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically, I don't, and I, it's odd to me that they're sitting everybody because I would imagine nobody wants to play the Warriors in the second round.
No. I mean, you got to be thinking ahead, right?
I would think, but I mean, the Blazers have said they're sitting McCollum and Lillard, which tells me they don't care if they win.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know what that
now,
is?
Granted, they might still win.
Yeah, but you know what that is? That's dumb.
It is dumb. Yeah, I mean, they had to push to beat the Lakers last night with those guys.
Yeah, and the Lakers are terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was watching it and I'm like, you could tell what was going to happen. It's like, they're just going to blow this game. And, you know, Harden couldn't hit a shot when it mattered. It just looked like playoff Rockets is what it looked like. Can we talk about something more fun? Like how much fun the Astros are to watch? That game was much better.
Yeah, it's better.
I enjoyed the hell out of that.
Yeah, talk about a collapse. The Yankees had one. I mean,
tell you what. This is one thing I like about the Astros. They get into somebody's bullpen, they do damage.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how good your pen is, they're going to get to you. They did it to the A's. They've done it to the Yankees two nights in a row. And at least last night it wasn't a broken bat fluke.
Right.
There was that. But, man, I'm having so much fun watching that team play.
Well, I mean, I
know it's like one of 162 and all that stuff, but
and just like the first five were just five of 162. The last five are just five of 162. Also, I mean, the team is going to be good. We know they're going to be good. You know,
but they're fun to watch.
They are fun to watch.
They're
more fun to watch than the Rockets are.
Yeah, the Rockets are hard to watch. They really are. 713-780 ESPN is your number, and you can listen to us on radio. You can listen to us on the app. You can listen to us on the stream. And if you want, you can watch us on Twitch now. Just go to ESPN975.com, and there you go. It's right there on the page. It's a lot more, well, it's a lot easier than the old thing used to be.
Yeah.
We don't have mistakes on it and stuff like that. So you can just get on there and you're good. But, yeah, man, I'm okay. Here's yet another of these damn robocalls on my phone during the show. I hate it when people call me during the show. I hate it more when it's a robocall. What the hell? Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says the Brantley pickup looks amazing. Man, he is a good addition to this lineup because he makes contact. Of course, I was saying that to somebody last night, and that's when he struck out. But the guy puts the ball in play. I really like him. He's a good addition. This team's fun, man. There's just no way around it. Headed to San Antonio for Dirk's last game. What are the odds there'll be another player of his caliber to stay with one team that long?
Do we know that Dirk's playing? Because let me throw this out there. If you remember when Mariano Rivera was retiring, the Yankees' last series of the season was in Houston. So they did the big send-off at Yankee Stadium, and then they came to Houston to finish out the season. And I bought tickets to all three games.
And didn't get to see him.
And didn't get to see Mariano Rivera pitch.
He's got to play tonight, right? It's his last game.
I don't think so. I mean, Mariano Rivera didn't pitch in his last game.
Yeah, but that's different. He's a closer. There's no guarantees you're going to see him out there.
The Mavericks have nothing to play for. He said goodbye to his home crowd. That's how guys typically go out.
What are the odds? AJ Hoffman is the Skip Bayless of Houston sports. Fred is the Max Kellerman.
What?
0%.
0%. So do better.
When Dirk announced last night, he said, "This is my last game at home." So that's just something to keep in there. That he said at home at the end of
it. Yeah, but I mean, why? Why play another one? I mean, that's like I don't know. It's a storybook ending. I just say, go off. You're done. Mm-hmm. You had a good one.
Because of the history with the Spurs?
What history?
The fact that those are the two teams that have actually won titles during his stint.
I mean, a lot of other teams have won titles.
But not in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, Dirk, you think Dirk cares about Texas? Give me a break. He doesn't care about.
He mentioned that he loved being in Texas.
He doesn't care about some rivalry between perceived rivalry between the Spurs and the Mavericks.
I don't really think there's much of a rivalry between any of the Texas teams. I know fans like to pretend there is, but there really isn't. So, what are the odds the Red Sox make the playoffs? 98%.
They're still safe.
Yeah, don't panic.
What are the odds Chris Sale is still a good pitcher? The instant reaction is so funny in baseball because that season is just so damn long.
Yeah.
I mean.
And Red Sox fans all panicking. Yankees fan is kind of panicking, but they've also got 11 guys on the injured list. So it's not like, you know, at least they're looking at it going, okay, we're not healthy. But listen, the Red Sox are going to be fine. Just relax. Just like the Astros are going to be fine. Just like the Yankees are going to be fine. As Aaron Rodgers would say, relax.
What are the R-E-L-A-X.
Here's one for you. What are the odds LeBron retires without another ring?
Maybe 60 at this point.
I'm going to go like 75%. Okay. I don't think they're going to get that team where it needs to be. And even if Durant leaves the Warriors, they're not going anywhere. Yeah, I don't see him ever getting out of the West. And from what I understand, all those free agents the Lakers thought they were going to get aren't that interested in going there. And now Magic's gone. So who knows, man? I think it's a long shot.
Yeah, Magic's gone, but Does anybody think that LeBron went to the Lakers because of Magic
Johnson?
No,
but I think some guys would.
I don't know. I don't think that's what does it for dudes at this point. I mean, these guys are, most of these guys weren't even alive when Magic played. I mean, a lot of them. They're Magic's a it might as well be George Mikan. I mean,
That's not fair. That's George Mikan. Come on, man.
Well, I'm just saying it's
Magic Johnson still has. He still has some pull, just like Michael Jordan still has some pull.
I don't think Magic has the pull that Michael Jordan has.
I think he's got a lot more than you're giving him credit for.
Yeah.
He ain't George Mikan. Come on, man.
Okay, jeez. That may have been an...
Dolph Schayes. Throw Dolph Schayes in there if you're going to do that.
That may have been an over-exaggeration.
a little bit.
I don't imagine anybody's like tying themselves to a team because of Magic Johnson.
I think they're more likely to go there because of Magic Johnson than, you know, Mitch Kupchak.
Yeah,
or whoever else you put in there. But I think guys are – I don't think guys want to play with LeBron anymore.
I don't think guys don't want to play with him. I just think that guys may not want to change their whole career up to play with him anymore. Like, I don't think anybody's saying, I don't want to play with LeBron.
I've seen a few people say that, yeah.
Well, I'd love to know who said that.
No, I've seen stories where guys said, I'm not going there because I don't want to play with LeBron. Saying. Well – the big free agents like Kyrie Irving and guys like that don't want to play with him.
I think Kyrie Irving is already regretting not playing with LeBron.
He's going to New York with Kevin Durant.
Well, okay. I mean, do you think if LeBron were in New York that Kyrie Irving would avoid him?
I don't know, but who would you rather play with at this stage of your career?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty close.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I mean, when LeBron was on the floor, he was a better player than Kevin Durant this year.
He was, but how often was he on the floor? And
he missed 20-something games.
And look at the mess that team became.
A guy gets hurt for the first time in his career. He misses some games. And everybody's like, oh, well, who wants to deal with that? It's crazy. The guy got injured.
Did you not pay attention to any of the stuff that was going on while he was there? Not just being hurt, but, you know.
But the fact that there's not another good player on that team?
The fact that he didn't want to be on the floor. The fact that the players on the team didn't even like being around him. I mean, listen, he may be... I don't know that basketball is a priority for him anymore. He's got his HBO thing. He's doing movies. I mean, that was part of going to L.A., right?
Yeah. I mean, allegedly. Although I haven't seen a LeBron James movie yet.
Well, it's coming. Space Jam 2.
Okay.
Nobody wants to be in Space Jam 2, apparently. That's the other thing.
Do you remember when Jordan made Space Jam 1 and he had to move to L.A. to make the movie? Oh, he didn't? No, he was just able to make the movie. Weird. You didn't have to live in L.A. to make Space Jam. Like, everybody makes it act... It makes
no,
it
but
like,
I mean, that's why he went there, was to do all the... He's got a lot of stuff going on off the court.
He's producing a TV show?
Yeah, I mean, you act like he's not doing anything besides basketball. That's not true. And yeah, the movie is one part of it, but he's doing... I mean, if you watch his HBO thing that he does, that thing comes on all the time. I mean, he's... Yeah, it's... And again, I love the guy, but at this stage of his career, if I'm looking at it objectively... I don't think basketball is his priority anymore. It's part of it, but it's just part of the whole thing, and that's okay. I don't want to play with that, though. I don't think he's the same player either, and he's not going to get better at this stage.
No, I agree with that.
Now, I'm not trading him for Zion Williamson like the A.J. Hoffman of Fox said, but or was that Colin? Who was that that said that?
Who knows?
That was Coward.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, but I'm just saying it's not like he's – It's not like people look at him the same way anymore, I think.
That's funny.
And that's part of it on him.
And I'm looking at this. So LeBron missed 27 games this year. He was over his career average in points, rebounds, and assists per game, over in field goal percentage. And somehow we're just like, yeah, but you can tell he's washed.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's got other priorities. And if you're looking at, you can look at the numbers all you want. He was the only player on that team, so the numbers should have been better. But look at his priorities off the court, and you can't tell me that he's as committed as he was.
He might not be.
And, you know, I mean, I know you love the guy, but at some point, he can still be a great player without being LeBron.
Yeah.
I just... RSVP'd to go see the Avengers Endgame Houston press screening.
Yeah, apparently everybody in the office is going to see that press screening except for me.
Well, you should take the morning off. It's 11 a.m. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of my meeting.
Take one. You can take one day off. It's probably a good idea.
I can't take a Tuesday off.
Oh, come on. Sure you can. And then we'll all, it's at the Edwards and Marquee, and then we can all go to Big City Wings afterwards. All right, let's go to the phone line where my good friend Laura from InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com is there. And Laura, I've been telling people about this. People DM me all the time and say, hey, does it work? Is it hard? What do I have to do? And I tell them, man, it's easy. You just go in and they basically shine a red light on you and you lose weight. It's that simple, right?
Yeah, just like that. I know it sounds too good to be true, but I'm glad that you experienced what I've been telling everybody, that it's just that simple. It doesn't hurt. You know, it's FDA approved, extremely safe. There's nothing else like it. I mean, you don't feel anything at all. It's no downtime, no swelling, no bruising, no pain, no heat, no cold. You know, you can come in on your lunch break. You're in and out in an hour, and you're good to go. We guarantee 3 to 11 inches in just those 2 weeks. So depending on how many pounds you want to lose or how many inches you want to lose will determine how many sessions you get.
Yeah, and I lost eight inches off my stomach with it, and it was just amazing. And right now you guys have a terrific offer for people, right?
Yeah. Typically, our transformation package is $2,400. But for callers right now, if you're one of the first 100 callers, it's going to be over half off, which is going to come out to $1,000. And then we'll give you an additional 3 sessions for free. So it's as simple as calling. It is a free consultation, no obligation whatsoever. Come on in. We'll tell you what you need to do to get to where you want to be. It's not a cookie-cutter procedure. What works for you is not going to work for your friend. So it's a very customized program just for you. And it's the number to call is 281-888-3094 to take advantage of this fantastic offer. We're only accepting the first 100 callers. It's over half off. And then we throw in those additional 3 sessions for free. 281-888-3094. Free consultation.
Yeah, and mention ESPN 97.5, and I got to tell you, the ladies at work there are fantastic. They're going to help you get a program that's right for you. And like she said, what works for me isn't going to work for everybody else, but it worked great for her. It's worked great for me. It will work great for you. Just go to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com or give them that number one more time, Laura.
281-888-3094, and we do have 5 locations to choose from.
All right, InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Prescription products require an online. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, The Blitz is bringing back Local Music Tuesdays starting April 16th. If you want your music showcased on The Blitz, please send an MP3 file or Spotify link for your best song to Aaron Raybould at galmedia.com. R-A-Y-B-O-U-L-D.
Aaron.Raybould.
Aaron.Raybould at galmedia.com. Please make sure your song is safe for work, a.k.a. has any swear words edited out of it. So just the version that you have to do for radio. Just want to highlight everybody. So, man, could we do a whole show with no sports today? I mean, we've already done sports.
Yeah.
I mean, we just did a whole segment of sports.
We've kind of blown that one.
Yeah. I'm just kind of, I admit, I'm a little sportsed out right now.
Yeah. Like, once, I do feel like we're allowed to take a break from sports after the Final Four until, like, the playoffs start, right?
I would think, yeah.
I mean.
Well, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we generally move away from sports a little bit anyway, even during football season. I mean, we still do 80% sports.
Yeah.
So, it's like there's not really anything going on, right? And we're going to break down the Astros again? Or, oh, Rockets, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, Well, here's some tweets about not sports.
Okay.
So, how about this? Lamont, I know you guys don't like time travel in cinema or too much of it. How the hell did you like season 3 of True Detective? That wasn't time travel.
No.
That was just
a different...
multiple timeline.
Yeah.
That's different than time travel.
And...
time travel's ridiculous. Telling a story on multiple timelines, not ridiculous.
I agree. To me, time travel, for my suspension of disbelief, this is why I hated every Terminator movie after the first one. Because when they did it a second time, they took away my suspension of disbelief from the first. Because the whole thing was set up to where there were only two guys could go through, and they couldn't go back, and that was it, right? But now you can do it again. And so now you've ruined the whole first movie.
Yeah.
Time travel, to be done right, there has to be rules. There has to be, there has to be something believable about it. And you have to stay within that context. If you start changing it, because the reality is, if you can travel through time, as you like to say, willy-nilly, then it's meaningless. The whole story is meaningless. But with True Detective, those are timelines. That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
So I'm really worried about, we were talking about Endgame and that, I'm going to go to that pre-screening. I'm worried that it's going to become a time travel thing, and that's going to color my opinion of it. Because I think time travel, as a writer, time travel is one of those crutches you lean on to clear things up in your story.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I mean, a good writer doesn't need time travel. Good writer should be able to tell a story without, let's do this. Let's send him back in time. And there are a few that work. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, first Terminator, perfect. If you stop there, that's believable.
Yeah.
But once you do it again, because they didn't really explain how they did it a second and third time for Terminator 2 and Terminator 3, right? We sent another one. Well, wait a minute. So what you're telling me is the first one is unbelievable.
It's all unbelievable.
Well, of course. So, J-Rap wants to know, does that mean no Masters talk? Darn. This is an unpopular opinion. A tradition like no other. Yeah, a tradition of racism and sexism and a bunch of crackers. Yeah, I'm done with the Masters. And the fact that we pretend like this is such a great... I've been there.
By the way, we're doing Masters updates starting tomorrow.
I know.
Sponsored Masters updates.
Oh, great. Well, I'll do updates. That's fine.
At 3 under par, some white guy.
Yeah. I'm so out on the Masters. I really am. Oh, well.
We know what you're in on.
What?
Marvel movies.
Well, yeah. But no, I mean, every year we act, this is such a great event. I'll tell you what, if you're a golf fan and you go, you'll love it. And if you're just kind of a casual fan and you go, you're going to be looking around going, this is the most pretentious bull bleep I've ever seen in my life. That's what it is in person. So, J-Mark says all the time travel disbelief talk has me questioning the validity of Bill and Ted.
Yeah,
sorry.
Not that valid.
Bernardo said, speaking of time travel, did you guys ever watch Man on the High Castle?
Yes.
I watched a couple episodes. Didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I watched. I think I've only watched two seasons, though. I think there's three seasons, and I haven't watched the third season. But I like it. I just haven't had time to watch it.
Hmm. Let's take a call. Adam. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. I have a non-sports-related question.
Good.
My wife and I are... we want to start the whole Marvel Universe timeline, whatever you want to call it. And we Googled how to watch the entire Marvel Universe movies, excluding all the TV shows. I was wondering if you guys had a proper way to watch them, because we Googled stuff and all it had it was the timeline that the movies were released, or if there's a better way to watch it, because I've heard from other people that you should watch the Captain Marvel movie first. So I was just wondering if you guys had a proper way to watch them, or if you guys know a website that tells you the proper way to watch them. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, so here's the deal. Jong sent me this when I asked for it the other day. There is a thing online that tells you the best way from a storyline standpoint to watch it. So,
because yeah, you don't have to watch them all. There's movies you can skip, frankly.
I mean, if you want to watch the whole thing, though, I would suggest not watching them in the order they were released.
Yeah.
I would suggest you there. I'll find the timeline and or the link to the site that talks about the timeline and tweet it out.
But I think realistically, if you just watch the Iron Man movies, even though Iron Man 3 sucked, Captain America, all the Avenger movies, and Thor Ragnarok. If you just watch those, well, and of course Infinity War,
right?
Then you'll be up to date.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have to watch all, because there's some of them that suck, man. Like Iron Man 3.
I like Iron Man 3. I that's the thing. Almost all those movies, there's people who will tell you they're not good and people that will tell you they are. So
Thor Dark World, come on.
That one it's bad to me.
You don't have to watch that, but you do need to watch Ragnarok.
But there's people who will think that, and well, here's the other thing. If you start way back at the beginning, like if you start with Captain America or Iron Man, even if you start, I mean, there's a lot that leads up to, like, you need to watch Ragnarok,
right,
for what's happening now.
Yeah.
But if you want the whole story, you do need some of that older stuff.
Oh, and watch both Ant-Man movies.
So you're just saying watch my favorite ones.
Right, exactly. You don't have to watch them all. Don't watch the Hulk movies. They suck. And really, I'm not as crazy about the Captain America movies as you guys are. I just don't think he's that interesting, but that's just me. But you kind of have to watch him. But you have to watch all the Avengers, and you do have to watch Civil War, even though I think it's terrible.
Okay.
So that's one I hate, but you have to kind of watch it if you're leading up to Endgame.
Well, I can't find the thing that Jong tweeted at me, but if you tweet at Jong and ask him, I know he knows where it is, or at Michael Carroll. Yeah,
either one of those guys.
They'll get it to you. Oh, here we go. This is the, here it is. How to watch in the right order. And I'm tweeting that out from my account now.
Okay.
I'm just going to retweet Jong.
Somebody asking, can the bands be from Beaumont too? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, we just want Southeast Texas. That's it. Somebody asked, how will you guys deal with Endgame if there's time travel? I am certain there's going to be time travel in it.
Yeah.
And I'm not crazy about it, but I'm going to watch the movie and be open-minded. So.
You're going to watch it earlier than I am.
Well, you could go.
I already have tickets with my family. What am I going to do?
Go twice.
Yeah. I don't have time for that for sure. That's like a three-plus hour movie. Who has time for that? And that's the other thing. If it starts at 11, it means it ends at like, what, 2:15, 2:30?
Yeah,
that's cutting
show
into
starts.
That's cutting into my prep time. That's
do your prep before you go to the movie. That's what I do.
Yeah, but I've got other work I've got to do.
Take a day off from it.
I don't have time for that.
I know you don't have time for that, but you know sometimes it's not a bad thing to just step away for a day and go do something you might enjoy.
Yeah.
So that you're fresh for the rest of the week. Just
all right. Yeah. Saturday, April 27th. I'm gonna I'll think about it. How about that? Saturday, April 27th, 2 to 5 p.m., the Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. How about 8th Wonder, 11 Below, Bell's, Buffalo Bayou, Cigar City, Copperhead, Galveston Island, Carbach, Oasis, Spindle Tap, St. Arnold, and more. Stone, Sierra Nevada, they're all going to be there. They're all going to be serving up their brews. Buy advance tickets now. They're only $44.95 a person. $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. They'll be $49.95 day of the event, so it pays to get in early. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music going all day long. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com, or you can go down to Kema to the boardwalk. All those ticket booths they've got around there, they've got the tickets there, too. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and, of course, must be 21 years of age to attend. That's the Kema Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 27th from 2 to 5 p.m. KemaBeerFest.com for tickets and details.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday? A couple things. I neglected to mention the Guardians movies. You should watch both of those.
Yeah.
832, I'm going to be nice about this, but he says, T2 works because of the ending of T1. The arm and the chip are not crushed. Come on, man. No. Okay. Explain to me how they smashed the grid in T1 where no one could come back. Again, the war was over. You know, forget about what is left over at the end. How the hell did two more come through? We're just supposed to accept that, right? That's why it sucks, because you're asking me to...
I refuse to talk sci-fi movies today. I can't do it.
All right, what do you want to talk about then?
Not sci-fi movies and how it's possible and how it's not.
Well, I'm just telling you what's not possible. I'm not talking about what is possible.
Well, a listener is. I don't want this show to be a debate about that.
All right, well, you pick then. You decide what we're going to do today.
I mean...
In fact, pick all the topics. I'm just going to sit here and react. You lead the show. This will be fun.
Okay. Do you want to talk about that?
I just did. I'm done.
No, but you don't want to. You don't have anything else to do on it. You're good with that.
Yeah, on that, sure. I've got some other stuff, but I'm good on that, sure.
Okay.
I just, you know, that's all. I
want to talk about this couple in Australia.
Love Australia.
Well, this is what's going on there. A couple's been arrested after stripping, masturbating, and having sex on a public bus.
I didn't think that was illegal in Australia.
Think about, well, you know how I feel. I think public transportation is really important.
But you will never do it.
I personally won't do it. I want to ride a bus. I don't trust bus people. This is why. That's one of the grossest places you could possibly have sex.
Well, it depends on the bus. They may have clean buses in Australia.
No, they don't. Bus people throw up. They poop their pants.
In Houston.
That's every city.
That's not every city. That's not the whole world. Just because we're disgusting doesn't mean the rest of the world is. I mean, they may be. I don't know. I've never been on a bus in Australia.
I have to assume that. Oh, you know what? I'm wrong. This isn't in Australia. The story's from Australia.
Oh.
This happened in Canada.
Oh, geez. No,
oh, yeah.
No, I've been on a bus
couple
in Canada.
Couple hosers in Toronto.
Oh, no, those buses are pretty disgusting. I've been on those.
See?
Yeah. So that's because we go up there and the wife's like, oh, we'll just take the bus. We'll just take the subway. And you get on them and they're disgusting. And you're like, what the hell? She goes, well, everybody does it. No, man. We got to be Ubering. I'm not doing that stuff.
So a man, the 23-year-old man and a 31-year-old woman.
That's a weird mix. Usually it's the other way around, right?
Yeah. And
is she hot?
There's no picture.
No.
59-year-old driver.
Oh, he got in on it too?
No, he stopped the bus and was like, hey, you guys need to get off the bus. The woman became verbally aggressive. The man spit at the driver and they got off the bus. He got off the bus with the woman. And then they tried to get on a second bus. The second bus driver refused them entry as he'd been alerted to the behavior. Behavior with a U. So you know it's Canadian behavior.
Yeah.
The man again became aggressive and tried to remove the bus's windscreen wipers. Not windshield wipers. Windscreen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I'm going to take these with me.
The 23-year-old man was arrested yesterday and was charged with affray, which I don't even know what affray is. Common assault, intimidation, offensive conduct, and malicious damage. He'll face court today in Toronto. So far, he's been refused bail.
Ooh, that seems harsh.
Yeah.
A fray is an instance of fighting in a public place that disturbs the peace.
Oh, yeah, he should be charged with that. God, what's wrong with your people, Fred?
Dunno. They're not really my people. I'm just kind of... tangentially involved with them.
They're kind of your people, but whatever. It's
all right. One last thing on this. Why watch sci-fi if you want everything to be possible? Dude, it has to be believable. That's the thing. All right? I mean, if we're just going to make up everything, then what the hell is the point? Even Harry Potter has a universe that is built around, you know, it's like these are the rules of the universe. As long as you do that and stick with it, great. But don't, that's just, yeah, let's just make anything pop. That's dumb. I'm sorry.
Hey, is the Washington Post one of the failing newspapers?
Probably, yeah.
Damn it.
Why?
Well, I know why they're failing, and it's not because of fake news.
What'd they do now?
They're one of those, there's a story on, and I guess once you read it once, you can't go back to it or you have to pay for it.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
But there was a story about the only, this title is The Only Way Game of Thrones Can End.
Oh, come on. Really?
And I was going to give you some of the theories, but now I'm not going to pay a dollar for it.
I hate when they do that.
Like, really? I'm going to put in my credit card information so I can give you $1 to read your story?
Fake news.
Yeah. Failing Washington Post.
That's the one that Jeff Bezos owns.
Damn it. Greedy.
He's already got your Amazon Prime money. Now he's just going to.
Yeah,
he gets enough money from me. I'm not paying for his damn Washington Post. No, at one time, the Washington Post was terrific. Yeah, it used to be Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times. That was it. Those were your big dogs.
Yep.
And now, well, I mean, journalism's dying anyway. Doesn't matter. What's not dying is betting on the ponies. Kentucky Derby right around the corner. Where are you going to play? BetUSRacing.com. How about this? You can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone, and it is time to get in on the action. This is it. This is the last weekend of major derby preps. Arkansas Derby and Lexington Stakes coming up this weekend, and BetUSRacing.com offers daily rebates, which is great. I mean, I get money back for every dollar I bet. What are you waiting for? And if you want some action between races, how about this? Blackjack in over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. And if you sign up today, you're going to qualify for a $150 bonus. All you have to do is go to www.BetUSRacing.com/pony, and you're going to get a 20% cash bonus. And you'll see my smiling face on there. Start betting today. Get your blood pumping. Get in on the action. Sam Houston starts Friday. You want to get in on the quarter horses? This is your place to do it. That's BetUSRacing.com/pony for your 20% cash bonus. It's time for you to get in on the action at BetUSRacing.com/pony.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Live quarter horse racing is back at Sam Houston Race Park in 2019. Join us there this Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. They'll have 50-cent beer from 6 to 9. Post time is 7. How about this deal? Have dinner at their Winner's Circle restaurant for just $30 per person. That includes admission, buffet, tax, and gratuity. How about that? It says it's the best deal in town. Their food there is amazing. So, yeah, that's a fantastic deal. Join us at Sam Houston Race Park this Friday from 4 to 7. Hey, texters, stop trying to lecture me on fiction. I don't mean to be a dickweed here, but there's not many of you out there who know more about it than I do. So just stop it. You're embarrassing yourselves. It's like trying to lecture AJ on college basketball. Just stop. Shame bells for all of you. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, all right, what do you want to do now?
Where to next? Go through my stories here. A You'll note most of my stories also today are non-sports.
Good. I don't want to do sports.
I wasn't feeling too sportsy either.
I don't really want to do sports today.
A man was arrested last week. That's not the news.
That happens like every day. Come on.
Yeah, it happens.
I hope there's more to it than that.
Yeah, he was arrested last week on charges that he had killed the dog.
He should be put to death.
Well, before you say that, remember, this is a Chihuahua.
Oh, well, that's not a dog. You can kill a Chihuahua. That's not a problem.
And what he claims is the dog had a strong magnetic force. So,
okay, now you're kind of getting into science fiction, which you said we weren't going to talk about anymore.
No, I'm getting into Florida Man. According to the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, a deputy responded to a report of a domestic dispute at 7 p.m. on April 5th. Witnesses said a 26-year-old man used a tile scraper to kill an 8-pound Chihuahua and threatened a woman before he was disarmed by a neighbor. The man appeared to be under the influence. That's probably a safe bet.
Yeah.
He told a deputy that there was a strong magnetic force between him and the dog, and the dog had to go. You got to be kidding me with this. A necropsy will determine the dog's cause of death. I mean, can't we just say that? I mean, the guy killed the dog. Do they need to know the exact cause of death?
I would say death was probably the cause of death.
He's in jail on, what do you think the bond is, the bail on killing an 8-pound Chihuahua with a tile scraper? What seems fair?
$5,000.
How about $120,000?
Dog's not worth that.
Yeah.
It's a Chihuahua. That's not even a dog.
Well, I mean,
it's a large rat.
I don't think you should kill Chihuahuas with tile scrapers, but $120,000.
No, but it shouldn't be a crime. I mean, they're Chihuahuas. Yeah, you kill a German Shepherd, yes. You should be sent to the electric chair immediately.
Yeah.
But a Chihuahua, come on, man. Like a Pomeranian or a Chihuahua, you should be able to kill with no crime.
You would think.
Yeah. Or like a Yorkie, maybe.
Yeah.
That's as far as I go, though.
And then I don't understand how people think they can get away with this these days. There's too many cameras. Almost everybody has a doorbell camera and like security cameras around their house. You can't get away with this anymore. Did you hear about the Uber driver that took the couple to the airport and then went back and tried to rob their house?
Yeah, I saw that story. Yeah. I mean, that was on my list today.
Not only are there cameras, but when you're an Uber driver, they literally track where you go.
Yeah.
You're like a crappy Scooby-Doo villain if you think you're getting away with that. Be better, crime.
There's no way you're not getting caught. That's the thing.
0% chance. 0% chance. So dumb. Yeah, this guy, if you didn't hear the story, Jackie Gordon Wilson of Rancho Cordova, California, was arrested on suspicion of burglary after a Ring doorbell camera captured video of him breaking into a home nearby the home that he already broke into. The home was completely ransacked. Multiple items were found to be stolen. The owner of the home shared a video with the intruder on a Ring form and learned from platform users that the suspect was an Uber driver. Neighbors said he had just taken residents of nearby Rand Street to the airport. And another Ring video from Rand Street showed Wilson attempting to burglarize the very home of his riders an hour after dropping them off at the airport. You're not going to get away with that. He was arrested the next day near Sacramento and recovered some items stolen from the residence. So,
well, he obviously sold a few of them before then if they only recovered some.
Yeah, but once you sell them and you get arrested, the money doesn't do you a whole lot of good. They don't put that in your commissary.
People are dumb. I just wish that we could legally put like guns or crossbows on our cameras so that if somebody's trying to steal it, we can just push a button and boom.
Yeah. Big deal.
In fact,
Lawyer Dave says that's illegal.
I know
illegal.
He says it's illegal, but hey, this is Texas. We're allowed to shoot people. I think that maybe, just maybe, we ought to see if we can't get that law passed.
Yeah.
The crossbow law. I'm not going to kill you. I just want to put an arrow in your eye. Is that okay?
Not even in your eye, but just like in your hip.
Nah, that'd be fine. So, all right. Joe says, a couple weeks ago, an Uber Eats driver drank from a drink at the person's front door, and they caught him on the doorbell camera hours later after the drink was consumed.
Do you do Uber Eats?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
Makes me nervous.
No, especially if I'm doing like Big City Wings and I'm not going to drive, I'll do Uber Eats. I maybe twice a week I use Uber Eats.
I trust delivery drivers less and less now with my food.
I'm not crazy about it, but I haven't had any issues yet.
Yeah.
But then again, I haven't seen
them. I want to do a background check on the guys that deliver the Chinese food at my house and the pizza. I want to know what's going on with them.
But I mean, you've been getting pizza delivered since you were a child. So
I know, but now it's a different era, Fred. I used to when I was a kid, I could go play outside until it got dark all by myself. Now, there's child predators.
You watch too much TV.
I know.
Hey, let's talk travel.
Guys, it'll put boogers in your pizza.
Let's not talk time travel. Let's just talk regular travel.
Human travel?
Yeah, which most of us do throughout the year. And how are you booking your hotel rooms? Well, we got a suggestion for you. And the name says it all. BestHotelRates.com. BestHotelRates.com has negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they've extended these discounts to you. It's real simple. You just go to BestHotelRates.com, plug in your destination, dates of travel, and you're looking at a discounted rate from any of the hotels that you could pay way, way more for somewhere else.
Yep, and you could save money. Book your hotels through BestHotelRates.com. Have more money to play with on your trip. Top-notch customer service backs up your reservation, so your stay is always safe and secure. BestHotelRates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's right there in the name. BestHotelRates.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.